the New South Wales Country Hour with Michael Condon on ABC Radio New South Wales.
Hello again and welcome to the show. Coming up, China bounces back into the barley market. Around 80% of our barley goes there now, raising those risk issues into the future. The federal government has agreed to change the way it taxes farmers to pay for biosecurity. The government's been under pressure from the farm lobby about plans to tax farmers to pay for services like mail and passenger detection services. The biosecurity levy is yet to be legislated, but Agriculture Minister Murray Watt says it will be a fairer way and now set according to the industry's average share of farm, forestry and fisheries production over a rolling three-year period. Here he is announcing the changes at Parliament House this morning.
In the last budget, the Albanese government introduced Australia's first ever sustainable biosecurity funding model that delivers $1 billion over the next 4 years in new funding for our essential biosecurity services. This includes government funding of $350 million and $363 million from importers, an increase of hundreds of millions of dollars under the Albanese government, as well as a modest and direct contribution from those who directly benefit from Australia's strong biosecurity system. The Biosecurity Protection Levy will contribute just 6% of the total funding model, or about $50 million a year. The Department has undertaken extensive consultation over the back half of last year, including stakeholder meetings, a survey of industry, as well as inviting submissions to be made. We've listened to that feedback, and as a result, today I'm announcing that we're changing the way the Biosecurity Protection Levy is calculated to make it fairer and more transparent. The key feedback from industry on the proposed design included concerns about the equity and fairness of levy rates across different commodities, association and confusion with the existing agricultural levy system, and multiple imposition points for some commodities across the supply chain. Changes to the design of the levy have taken these issues into account. Rates will be set using a common and equitable basis for all industry sector products and goods, and will not be set by reference to 2020-21 agricultural levy rates, as was originally proposed. In addition, imposition of the levy will be tailored to individual products and goods to reduce multiple imposition points across a product's supply chain. The policy intent, key policy parameters and contribution to Commonwealth funding remain the same as announced in the budget package.
It's Agriculture Minister Murray Watt in Canberra this morning. Now, under the new levy, taxpayers will contribute about 44% of total biosecurity funding. Importers will contribute about 48%. Farmers will contribute 6%. And Australia Post will contribute about 2%. Grain Producers Australia is not happy with the new model, saying those producers with existing biosecurity levies in place are being unfairly penalised and paying more, whilst the free riders will continue to get a free ride. GPA's Andrew Wiedemann says whilst the government has listened in making changes to update the policy, it's still unclear whether grain producers will pay any more or any less than the proposed 10% that had been talked about before. He says clarity is needed on what the actual rates will be for individual commodities like grains, and he's concerned about this new one-size-fits-all policy and its undermining of trust and confidence in the existing levy system.
No, look, it's all about where the money goes and the impact that it's going to have, Michael. And, you know, we've been talking with GODC and Plant Health Australia as the signature to the Plant Health Deed around this, and it's important for us to make sure that the impact and the spend is audited and people know we're getting a return on that. But to just put a carte blanche 10% across the levy that's already collected and put in a consolidated revenue wasn't going to be an effective use of taxpayers, potentially another tax on farmers. So that's why there's certainly a lot of pushback from my sector and other sectors right across the agricultural sphere of Australian agriculture to try and reduce that impact when we've already got a secure system. We just need to tweak it.
Yeah, I mean, you're quoting a 10% figure. The government's quoting a 6% figure. They're saying it's a reduction from what originally was there because they've heard what farmers are saying, that farmers were not happy with paying a levy. But they say that a lot of farmers are happy to pay something to secure our borders, to reduce biosecurity threats, because they're benefiting from that.
Yeah, look, I think from the grains industry's perspective, you know, we're already building large reserves at the Grange Research Development Corporation, and this is a discussion that we're having with them.
So already paying various levies?
We're already paying enough levy. It's about how we distribute it from the Grange. I'm talking specifically about Grange here. It should be a better spend of the GRDC reserves that we have currently used in biosecurity areas that need to be done. Every grower in Australia realises the impact that biosecurity concerns has on our businesses. So, yeah, it's about getting that mix right and getting the balance right. Yeah, the tax that they've been talking about, 10%, 6%, whatever, it's really just going into consolidated revenue, and there's no plan for how that's going to have an impact at any of the levels that the government's talking about.
So the money just going direct to DAF, not to biosecurity, that's what you're that's what you're worried about?
Well, look, I am, and I think if you look at the history recently of DAF's performance at a financial pace, you know, the government bailed them out of a $120 million black hole only 2 years ago, so I think we've got to be really concerned about, you know, how DAF operates. You're giving them money carte blanche without some level of checks and balances.
Andrew Wiedemann from Grain Producers Australia.